Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of San Juan Now, a podcast where we dive into everything happening in San Juan County, Utah. I'm your host, Elaine Gisler, and I am so excited about our guest today. I'm joined by Olivier Barthez, who is our Utah Office of Tourism rep in France and Benelux. So, Olivier, it's so exciting to have you here, and give us a little bit more information about you.
Bonjour, Hélène, and bonjour, everyone. As you said, I am the Utah Office of Tourism representative for France, Belgium, and the Netherlands. And my role is to promote Utah and its tourism assets to travel professionals, to the media, and to the consumer here in Europe, with the aim of increasing the number of visitors and the length of their stay in Utah, as well as helping to educate future visitors about the importance of responsible and sustainable tourism by sharing the best practices when they will be visiting Utah.
You have done such an amazing job, Olivier. How long have you been with the Utah Office of Tourism?
I believe this is my 17th year with the Utah Office of Tourism. But there is never a dull moment because, as you know, a lot of things are happening every year. We go from amazing, successful years to a pandemic and back to the business. So we have constantly to adapt our way of working with the trade, media, and consumer here in France.
Well, I have been on sales missions in prior years, and I know that you've got very strong relationships with all of the travel businesses there in France and in the Netherlands, the countries that you're representing. And I know that the Utah Office of Tourism is so lucky to have you, and you've got incredible attention to detail, and that's what I appreciate about everything that you do. I know that your relationships are very strong and that you do so much to promote the state of Utah, the entire state of Utah. So that means a lot for us. So, Olivier, tell me a little bit about yourself and your role in representing Utah in, you know, on the international level.
Well, I've always been in the tourism industry. I did tourism studies in Nice on the French Riviera. So my goal was always to work in the hospitality business and travel industry. I worked for British Airways, the UK national airline, for 7 years, which enabled me to travel a lot, especially to the US. And then I was a product manager with a tour operator called Boomerang Voyage, based out of Nice. And I worked with them for 7 years. And this is probably why I am so well received today, as you said, by tour operators in France and Benelux, because I was in their shoes before. So I know exactly, you know, what their job is about. I know what their expectations are, what their challenges are. And I believe this helped me, you know, build my relationship and be closer, you know, to my clients today.
That's wonderful. I have to say that you've walked in their shoes, so you know the challenges that they face and what opportunities are out there. And I think that says a lot about why you're so successful in everything that you do. San Juan County is such a unique area out of the state of Utah. And since you represent the entire state, how are we represented in the region in Europe that you represent?
Well, you know, the French have always been very, very curious about the culture and the history of the native peoples of America. Here in France, we are very attached to traditions and ancient history. So it's only natural that the French should seek to learn more about the native peoples, and in particular those of San Juan County, as Utah is one of the most popular destinations in the USA for French tourists. In fact, there is a museum here in Paris called Musée du Quai Branly, devoted to the arts and crafts of native peoples from all over the world. And there is a whole section devoted to the Diné peoples, like the Navajo. So we are seeing an increasing interest from the French when it comes to Utah's native heritage. And one of my goals is to help them experience this heritage in the best possible way next time they visit San Juan County. San Juan County has a very special place in the heart of the French people, because the French are looking for the wide open space, the nature. They're looking for those iconic Western landscapes that many of us have seen in the Western movies, also in more recent, Hollywood productions or documentaries. So the French are really looking, you know, to find those iconic landscapes when they visit San Juan County. And we have a very strong cultural and historical heritage thanks to the Navajo culture. So I think San Juan County has everything the French are looking for, both nature, wide open space, outdoor recreation, and this very strong cultural aspect.
Yes, and November is actually Native American Heritage Month. And I know we have been trying to focus, our office has been trying to focus more on the history and the culture of the indigenous community. So we've been doing a lot of video work, photography to feature that. And we're actually working on more of that to feature it in 2024 for Native American Heritage Month. But we always do have as much content as possible on our website to educate individuals about our area. And I think it is fascinating that a San Juan County has such a diverse community here, and the culture and the history that exists down here is just amazing. And I know that you just recently had Lewis Williams there from Ancient Waves in Paris. I was just thrilled that he was able to represent San Juan County. And he does an amazing job here in San Juan County, taking visitors out on the river trips and hiking trips and backpacking or photography tours. So can you tell us a little bit about how that evolved, how Lewis was brought to Paris? And I believe it was his first time there in Paris.
It was his first time outside of the country, actually.
Oh, wow.
He had his passport made just 2 months before traveling to Paris. Actually, thanks to you, Elaine, and Alison from San Juan County, just over 2 years ago, the Utah Tourism Conference. And Louis introduced me to his company, Ancient Waves, and the unique experiences he offers to the visitors. And I was immediately fascinated by his knowledge, his passion, and his desire to share it with as many people as possible. So I told several tour operators in France, Belgium, and the Netherlands about Ancient Waves, and they started doing business with Louis. And more recently, I wanted to go further in highlighting the cultural and historical heritage of the native peoples of San Juan County and Utah in general. And when talking about Louis to the team at Comptoir des Voyages in France, it's a tour operator that is at the forefront of responsible and sustainable tourism, we came up with the idea of organizing an event last month for their customers in Paris that consisted in welcoming customers with their children to attend sessions presenting the heritage of the native peoples of San Juan County. So Louis was able to talk about his family, its traditions, but also the fauna, the flora, and the archaeology of San Juan County. He showed photos. We were able to listen to Navajo songs. And he even offered each participant a dream catcher that was made by a Navajo artist from San Juan County.
How wonderful.
And later that day, in the evening, no less than 250 Comptoir des Voyages customers were invited to the screening of a documentary on the disappearance of the young poet Everett Ruth in the Grand Staircase Escalante. It's a documentary which included a very significant component of the Navajo people in San Juan County. And Louis had the opportunity to speak at the end of the screening, to share the broad outlines of what drives the Navajo people and their love for the lands of San Juan County. So everyone had a wonderful time, and Louis' presence was a big part of that success.
Well, I'm thrilled that he was able to share a little bit of San Juan County with the people in France and hopefully inspire them to make the trip over to see more. Olivier, what can San Juan County Economic Development and Visitor Services do to help educate visitors about what we have in our area? Is there anything more that we can do?
Well, the Your Office, actually, Elaine, is already doing a lot to help me and my European counterparts to promote San Juan County. As you said earlier, today you are our eyes and our ears in San Juan County to tell us what's new in the county in terms of hotel accommodation, dining options, activities, etc. Because we are constantly visiting our tour operators and our media to tell them, you know, about what's new in the region and encourage them to develop new programs and to enhance the programs they have already developed. I use a lot of the content that San Juan County Tourism provides me with, such as videos, images. I know you guys are very proactive on the social media, which is a great source of inspiration as well for me. So I'm able to share your content with the Visit Utah France Facebook and Instagram accounts. I know we have the chance to see each other on a quite frequent basis, either in Utah or during trade shows in the US, such as the annual IPW trade show. So I think San Juan County is already one of the most dynamic counties in Utah when it comes to tourism and to sharing information with the Utah Office of Tourism reps around the world.
Well, I appreciate that. And we try to do everything we can to convey to our businesses lodging in the hospitality world here in San Juan County how important it is to provide us with updates. If you're changing anything at all, your menu, your time that you're open or closed, something that we would want to tell our reps around the world so that they can provide that information to their local companies that they're doing business with. And I know that in Europe, travel is handled a little bit differently than it is in the US. You know, in the US, people are getting on the internet, booking their trips, where in Europe, you still have offices where people can go into a company and actually sit down with a representative from that company and work out their itinerary, learn more about their trip. And I find that to be wonderful that that still exists in Europe, where here in the United States, it used to be that way, but not that way any longer.
Yeah, it's very true what you say. And you know, the European travelers who are visiting San Juan County are usually doing a 2 to 3, even 4 week road trip. It's a very complex itinerary, which involves several states, not only Utah, of course. And in order, you know, to do that properly, they need to have the advice of a professional. We observe that many people here in Europe search for information on the web, but when it comes to actually booking their itinerary, they go to a tour operator or a travel agency. This is why it's very important for us to be in close contact with a tour operator in Europe and constantly train the product manager, the agents, you know, on what one can do in San Juan County, which hotels bookable via tour operators. And so we are always looking for new ideas and information on what's new in the region, for sure. And given the success we've had, you know, with our recent promotion efforts, we would like to continue those efforts in promoting the culture and the history of the native peoples in San Juan County and enable visitors from France, Belgium, and Netherlands to book a guided tour, be it with Ancient Waves or other local outfitters. And this will also enable us to extend the average length of stay of our European visitors in San Juan County and elsewhere in Utah, and consequently increase the income from visitor spending.
That's true, because the transient room tax that we collect here from the lodging properties is really critically important to the county and then each individual community. I know we host FAM tours, familiarization tours for journalists and writers. How important do you think that that is to continue to do that here in San Juan County?
This is crucial. You know, our tour operator partners, many of them are selling the entire world. They cannot know everything everywhere. It's very difficult for them. It's very complex. Of course, there is all our efforts in promoting the region and showing, you know, photos, imagery, and videos. But it does not replace, you know, experiencing the destination yourself, especially when it comes to a region such as San Juan County. That is very special. And the perspectives are so huge that you need to be within this natural, you know, decor to really understand the scale of San Juan County. And also, you know, if you want to experience the Native American culture, you have to see the petroglyphs, you know, by yourself, and you have to hear the stories from the native people, you know, on the site. The customers really can tell the difference between a tour operator who has been to San Juan County someone who has not been to San Juan County.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, we love hosting the FAM tours because that gives us a chance to educate those individuals. And then, you know, if they're journalists or photographers, that we know that that information is going to be brought to the country in a major publication. So we always want to host FAM tours and educate individuals. And I think the perception is that it's very fast to get from one location to another over here. And people sometimes don't understand the vastness of the area that you might have to drive 3 or 4 hours to get to a location. And you have to take that into consideration when you're booking your itinerary so that it's not just a short trip. You have to drive quite a distance to get into some of these areas. And that is particularly so here in San Juan County because of the size of the county and how spread out. We are the largest land mass county in the state of Utah. So to get from point A to point B can take you several hours to make that trip. So, wow, that is wonderful. So, Olivier, how important are leave no trace and sustainability principles to the visitors coming from San Juan County that you represent?
So sustainability in travel is crucial in Europe. The European consumers are very sensitive to sustainable and responsible travel. It's already the case at home here in Europe. And we tend to see that the European travelers in general are already pretty well educated when it comes to responsible travel and sustainability. So we encourage our tour operators to feature as many local suppliers in Utah as possible that have some kind of sustainable program. It's very important for us to hear from local San Juan County suppliers, such as hotels, restaurants, outfitters, what they do in terms of sustainability. For example, if a restaurant in San Juan County sources its produce locally, this is something that is very important for us to know because we will typically communicate on this aspect. If several hotels implement recycling projects, this is also something we will need to know. I realize that many of our suppliers already do a lot of efforts in terms of sustainability and responsible travel, but they don't necessarily publicize it. They don't talk about it. And maybe they are too shy, or maybe they think it's not enough. But it's actually something that is very important for us here to know because it really valorizes their product.
Sure. And I found that to be the case over the years where a lot of the hospitality businesses don't focus on that. And we're trying to focus on that as an office to ask, are you recycling? Are you ADA compliant? And what type of sustainability efforts are you putting in, you know, in place? Because it is important. Well, it's important for us in the world, but it's also in part of, you know, the European traveler. That's something that they're looking and want to feel secure that we're taking into consideration all of these critical leave no trace points. Because at the end of the day, it's really going to benefit everyone in the world if we all are focusing on sustainability and not leaving a trace out there. So I know that sustainability and leave no trace are very important to the European visitors, especially from France, that are visiting here in the States. And San Juan County is working on becoming more sustainable. I mean, we have put leave no trace messaging into a lot of our marketing efforts for several years now. But I think the actual sustainability with recycling and some of the things that we're going to be working on, which is wonderful because that's something that is important to everyone around the world. And I think we're making progress, albeit a little bit slower here in San Juan County. But because of the vastness of the area, it takes a whole lot more to work on sustainability, recycling, and that entire program. But it is something that I know is at the forefront for San Juan County. So, Olivier, if you can tell us a little bit more about the Native American indigenous history and culture, interest level in France and the Benelux areas, what do you think is the perception of Utah's Native heritage in France?
Well, the French know that very strong Native American culture component and heritage. In Utah in general, I mean, in the Four Corners area, but especially in San Juan County, there are a lot of documentaries, a lot of media coverage that we've had over the past years. And again, as you stated, it's very important to be able to host journalists from across Europe and the world. so that they can visit the county and write stories about our region and including stories about our Native American heritage. The French museum, especially the one I quoted in Paris, are also doing a lot of work to feature native art from around the world, including from San Juan County. So I would say that the French already have a pretty good idea and a very good perception of San Juan County's Native American heritage. Our trade media, particularly, many of them actually have reached out to us over the past years, and they were looking for a supplier such as Ancient Waves that would be able to guide their clients in San Juan County, be it on the San Juan River on a raft to go see the panels of petroglyphs, or a hiking tour in the Bear Ears National Monument. This is why it was very important for me to meet with Louis, get to know his company better, in order to introduce him to the French tour operators so that they can, in their turn, educate their customers about San Juan County's Native American heritage.
That's wonderful. It's been a pleasure to talk to you today, and I'm sure our listeners have learned so much about how our country is represented on the global side. With you there in France and Benelux, I really appreciate all you do.
Thank you very much, Hélène, for giving me the opportunity to talk on this podcast and to share my experience. Thank you and your team for everything you do to help us being, you know, up to date with what's going on in San Juan County, so that in our turn, we can share it with our trade media partners here in Europe.
Well, we appreciate all you do for us here in San Juan County. Look forward to 2024 and all the exciting things that are going to take place. And for all the travelers from your area that will be coming over here. And for our listeners, we'll be continuing this topic into the next episode. We'll be bringing on a special guest to talk more about San Juan County on the international scale. So make sure you subscribe to the show so you can be notified when it comes out. Thank you, everyone, and we'll see you next time.